Fashion Insider friends, what is up? This is the Fashion Crimes Podcast, where I cover all things fashion, style, shopping, style inspiration, and interview incredible small business owners who are changing the fashion industry for the better. Yes, I'm the best friend you never knew you needed and the poster child for fashion over 40. And I mean way after 40. Say it with me, fashion and style are your friends, not your enemies. I'm Holly Cates, your favorite personal stylist, and let's keep it real, the only Holly you need to know. Turn it up, because I got a lot to say, and I am super stoked you're here. It's the event of all events, fashion besties. It's considered the biggest night in fashion. The Super Bowl, if you will, of the fashion industry. The Met Gala has come and gone, and we're here to bring you all of the fashion wins and tragedies, both fashion snaps and snapping, and all for you, in case you just happen to be doing something else instead of sitting in front of the TV for over 3 hours like I was, hanging on to every single word and comment. Anyone who's anyone in fashion works to be a part of this special evening, benefiting the Metropolitan Museum of Art costume exhibit, which I read, and I quote, is self-funding. Ain't that a kick in the ass? Says Louis Lucero II of the New York Times. In the real world, they got to raise their own funds to stay alive and open. That's why it's important to care about fashion at least just a little bit, so we know and appreciate the people that make all this happen for our culture, amusement, entertainment, and honestly, sheer brilliance that it brings to a world of ordinary, everyday, redundant wardrobe choices on repeat. It's just beyond fabulous to be a part of it, even if it is just online or TV, or both for me. You're still there supporting those who make it become a reality. At least that's why I think it's worth telling you about it. And since you love me, let's be honest, you're at least going to put this episode on in the background while you're doing laundry or taking a walk or in your car, right? I mean, how nice are you right now? Alarmingly nice to listen to this episode. Thank you so much. And as I'm researching this, as it's different every single year, at least different drama each year, Louis Lucero II, again, of the New York Times, had written an article about how there was some beef between the union folks who work at these publications like Condé Nast and such, and the quote, I'm using air quotes, the management. Now, obviously, it was over money, duh, and contracts, saying that if they didn't get their needs met, they would actually show up at the Met. Pun intended. Hilaire. Anyway, they did come to an agreement, and he went on to give more information about the event, its history, and the theme of this year was, quote, unquote, Garden of Time, an apparent reference to a 1962 short story by the British writer J.G. Ballard, in which aristocrats living in a walled estate are menaced by the advance of a violent rabble. But the theme also nods to the subject of the spring exhibition titled Sleeping Beauties, Reawakening Fashion. All people had to hear was the word garden, and it was florals, 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 in addition to fairy tale, whimsical, ethereal, romanticized dressing. What was so interesting about this particular article were the comments, and I mean the hater comments, which were so comical and redonkulous. I have to share, I had so much fun writing this, y'all. People commented on how tacky and disrespectful it was to have such an event that has every celebrity peacocking around thinking that they're more important than the next. With so much going on in the world right now, this is so unimportant, and the money raised could go to so many other things than a wing at a museum. It's so ostentatious. People were talking shit about the theme, throwing around literary facts about the story that the dress code was themed for this year. And by the way, why was Anna Wintour in charge? She is so out of touch with reality that someone else needs to run the event. And they went on and on and on. Who can afford to go to this? Who cares? It looks like a terrible drag show. So forth, so on, and what have you. Like, it was addicting to read these comments. And to everyone who wrote negative or derogatory comments about the Met Gala on this article or any other article, I have one thing to say to you. Fashion crime. Not only that, honestly, this is something that only ugly people say. Okay, if you are fashionably challenged, that is completely one thing. But if you have a shitty personality and you think that fashion is superficial and ridiculous, then I am 1,000% sure that your ass does not own a mirror. Okay, but be that as it may, the only thing I can compare this to is the actual real Super Bowl. Just to put this in perspective for any new fashion besties out there, there is no one more sports ignorant on this planet or in America than me, okay? I don't know anything or very, very, very little about sports, nor do I care to know. However, I'm probably the only person in America who doesn't care about sports or who isn't interested in things like the Final Four or the Super Bowl or the Stanley Cup or whatever the else fuck these major sports leagues have. But I will tell you one thing. I'm certainly not going to sit around there online and dog it out just because I don't like it or I don't understand it. Because you know why? I know gazillions and gazillions of people that do like it and are obsessed over major league and college sports. I don't want to watch it and I don't want to go. That's it. I did find out, however, that I do enjoy a good tailgate, okay? But I don't want to go in. Count me in for the eating and drinking part, just saying, but don't flush that money down the toilet on a ticket for me. I like to support outside the arena or stadium or what have you. So here's the moral of the story. If you don't like the Met Gala and you think it's ostentatious and stupid and a waste of money, then why would you read an article about it and then comment and leave your shitty, unfashionable opinion? Because guess what? Nobody cares what you think. Okay, boo? I'm just saying. And P.S., there were lots of people who retorted comments back to the people that were really disrespectful about the Met Gala. But again, it just goes to show people's ignorance about what they really don't understand. They have no idea what it is or think that it's important. Okay, we get that. So shut your hole and guess what? Nobody fucking cares. And PPS, you probably buy your fucking clothes at Costco anyway, so fuck off. So there you go. Have you never heard of the Met Gala? Have you never been to the Met in New York City? It doesn't matter. Just know that this is the celebrity event of the year featuring the most outrageous dresses, creations, costumes, and art and curated looks to have ever been on blast in the history of fashion. No matter your movie career, your singing career, your income bracket, or your societal stature, it is the coolest of the cool kids that get to go. As exclusive as it is political, to be invited is somewhat equal to being invited by a ball hosted by royalty. I mean, you just don't say no. You show up and you show up with bells on, literally. You go to a fitting at 2:30 in the morning the night before, just like Shakira did, snaps to Shakira in her Carolina Herrera lipstick red bandeau dress with her gigantic train, her high slit and oversized poofy sleeves, which she wore off the shoulder. She is completely ageless. So snaps to Shakira. Now, as this was the showcase of any and all designers that hold a place at the table, according to Anna Wintour, the queen of Vogue and Condé Nast, and all things couture, as a designer, to have your dress showcased on the red carpet, which really isn't red anymore, but it's champagne and green ombre, it is the highest honor of one's fashion career. But the designers aren't really the only ones in the hot seat. It's the stylists, makeup, and hair artisans that hold just as much weight in the spotlight. It takes a team of dozens, I mean, sometimes hundreds of people to pull off the construction of a custom couture dress from concept and sketch to fittings that coordinate with hair, makeup, and styling, all to be approved and approved again and again by the powers that be. To be a celebrity wearing said masterpiece has the highest responsibility to showcase this ensemble in all its glory and to put on a show, you must. There is no holding back when it's your job to make everyone else behind you, your look, shine. Seems easy, but believe me, it's not as easy as it looks. Who wore it best and who committed the worst fashion crimes? Stick with me for all the tea. The commentators were entertainment reporter Zuri Hall, Zanna Roberts-Rossi, fashion and style expert, Lily Aldridge, who was a supermodel, who also said that she's been to the Met Gala 12 times. Okay, queen. Ross Matthews, who was a television host, and Elaine Welteroth, who was an editor and fashion journalist who I'm going to become best friends with. I'm just saying, let's put that in the universe. I want to break it down and let you know that most of the people looked absolutely beyond stunning, jaw-dropping, and gorge. Some were a fashion tragedy. But let's start out with some of the people who I thought were out of this universe. Are you kidding me? So beyond that it was hard for me to pick my jaw up off the ground. Like, these are the most insane dresses I have ever seen to date. Please, if you will, go to our coordinating Pinterest board to see all the people who I loved and those who are on like the really bitch list, like who was your stylist? Not approved by me. So you can have the visuals while I'm referencing everyone. So follow along, kids. The link is in the show notes. We'll start out with Bad Bunny, who was the co-chair. He had on a red striped tuxedo pant jacket with top stitching by Maison Margiela and structured diamond shades. Now, he was definitely in theme, and let's just be clear, I would not kick him out of bed for eating crackers, even in that hat that he was wearing. He had on this like Kentucky Derby looking hat. He looked amazing. And speaking of looking amazing, Chris Hemsworth, who was also a co-chair, he was in a three-piece white Tom Ford suit with his wife. She was in an all gold tank, like liquid dress with a gold headpiece crown. But who cares about her? I mean, he had his shirt unbuttoned halfway. And I was like, okay, if I don't see anyone else for the rest of the night, I'm solid with that. And in addition to my boyfriend, Chris Hemsworth, came along Matt Damon with his wife, both in Dior. And I was like, bitch, can you move aside? You're blocking my view of your husband. Just saying. So those were all the men that I really loved. But moving on, Lily James was in Erdem, and it was a pin dress with embroidered black roses, this plunging neckline and Bougeron jewelry, and a train for days. And again, plunging necklines, cleavage, and long Cher-like hair seemed to be the ongoing trend throughout. Jennifer Lopez, also a co-chair. She was in Custom Schiaparelli by Daniel Roseberry. And let me tell you, again, this is the hottest designer right now to date. She had on the strapless, structured sheath gown draped in the front, and it was this illusion dress, completely see-through, that took over 800 hours to make this dress with a 20 carat Tiffany necklace around her neck. Never have I ever seen a 20 carat diamond. Well, guess what I have now? Moving on to Zendaya. I mean, she was just completely unreal. I mean, she understood the assignment. She had two looks. Her makeup, which people were referencing her to the Hunger Games, looked incredible. And her dress was Maison Margiela. That was her first dress. Her second dress was from 1996. It was strapless. This was her first look. And there were these birds, like these 3D birds around her neck. And it was a dress that was strapless with one sort of sash looking thing. And it was green shimmer and royal blue stripes. And then she had these grapes hanging down. She looked like she was part forest, part garden. And this gorgeous sculptural hat. It was so dramatic. And her makeup, again, her makeup artist must have been like, I am set for life. It was flawless. It was very moody and sultry. And I love Zendaya. She's just fabulous. She doesn't look bad in anything, okay? But she looked amazing. So Lea Michele, she was the star of Funny Girl, just in case you don't know who she was. She's gorgeous. And she was in this turquoise blue floral one strap dress with this gigantic, gigantic tulle train. She was pregnant and she was fabulous. She looked gorgeous. I mean, just every time somebody's pregnant on the red carpet, people just ooh and ah over it. And she is just, she's completely flawless. I don't know if I'm saying her name right, so please forgive me. Ayo Idibiri. She is from The Bear, okay? And if you have not watched The Bear on Hulu, you are dead to me. We're divorced. It was one of the best shows I have ever seen in my life. It was so good. You will never eat at a restaurant the same again. Please, please watch The Bear. I'm begging you. You will love it, okay? This was her first time at the Met Gala. She was in Loewe, which was one of the sponsors or the sponsor this year. She was in this embroidered white ombre dress and it had 3D flowers. It had this halter neck around her neck with this open back. I love her so much and she looked stunning. It was white on top and then it was ombre. Like it looked like it was dip dyed, different colors with all these 3D flowers. She looked gorgeous. Now, one of the best dressed of the night, best dressed, Mindy Kaling. Okay. She had on this blush sculptural over the head dress. She wanted to wear an Indian designer. So this dress was so sculptural. In the back, it was a removable cape and it was these giant swirls that were structured. And then she had this giant swirl over her head. It looked like a hood, but it stood up like 5 feet over her head. She was absolutely breathtaking. I mean, a piece of walking art, and the dress was by Gaurav Gupta. Never have I ever seen her look so beautiful. They called it wearable art. This dress is worthy to be on display in the Met one day, seriously. Sarah Jessica Parker, Queen Jess Sarah, she was with Andy Cohen, and she had on this 1950s style beaded silver and nude dress with long sleeves and this structural hat by Richard Quinn. I mean, it was so classic, over the top, gorgeous beading, but the dress was stiff, you know, almost like a hoop skirt, and it didn't move. It wasn't to the floor, but it was like T-length. She also had on these coordinating rhinestone hose that it was like the dress continued all the way down to her feet. It was giving me life. And she had on pearls around her neck and they went all the way to the floor. I mean, her hair was under this hat, this sculptural hat, which again looked like a Kentucky Derby hat, just to give you some reference. But her hair, again, past her butt. She looked unbelievable. I mean, and very, very different than anyone else. So as I'm watching the AP video, Associated Press, of the stars coming out of the Mark Hotel, you know, that's where a lot of the celebrities come out. So you can stand on the side and you can take video and blah, blah, blah. People are famous for doing that. So the comments on the side of the video on YouTube, I've never seen comments that were moving so fast, so fast, so fast. They were all in real time. They were at a mile a minute. And every person who commented, which was hundreds of thousands of people, everyone, I mean, everyone was asking, where are the Stray Kids? If they were coming out, did we miss them, et cetera? And I was like, who the fuck are the Stray Kids? Well, they are a K-pop band and they were all in Tommy Hilfiger. You best believe I know who they are now. I mean, that is all anybody was talking about. So I now know who they are. Okay. For a really bitch, who was your stylist moment? I do have to rag on Doja Cat, who I love, by the way, as she was in the short sleeve white vehemence soaked with water dress, t-shirt dress, and her makeup was on purpose streaming down her face. Just no. Like, this is not a wet t-shirt contest at the Sigma Neuhaus. Also, why? You have any designer at your disposal, any designer, and that's what you pick. And she was holding her boobs so no one could see through. And I was like, bitch, you took a shower in that dress. I'm sorry. I guess you didn't get the memo that it's see-through. It was just weird. I know she thought it was like an artistic moment because a lot of people did this wet look, but that was a fashion crime. Moving right along, Tyla, who I knew who she was, but I didn't know who she was. She sings that song, Take Me Higher. Dun, dun, dun. I'm not doing it justice. Bring me water. Dun, 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 dun. I'm doing it really bad. It was such an incredible song, but look it up. Her song is called Water. And she was wearing this custom sand dress. It looked like it was paper mache, but it was made from sand. Okay. And it was made by Balmain. And it was strapless with this giant train. And she's carrying the sand hourglass. It was supposed to be a nod to the sands of time. And again, it looked like she laid in this mold and they made that dress. I was like, I hope nobody spills a drink on her. She might disintegrate. It was sick. She is gorgeous. Now, Gigi Hadid, one of the best dressed of the night, according to me. She was in Tom Brown, who was absolutely one of my favorite designers of the night. Her dress looked like it was all deconstructed white men's coats. It was amazeballs. Off the shoulder with a floral sequin beading all the way down it. It had all these black beads. And P.S., I was told, or I heard, sorry, 2.8 million micro bugle beads. Do y'all know how many beads that is? Okay. Over 70 people and 13,500 hours to create, says Zanna Roberts Rossi. It was gathered on the bottom with 3D roses. Again, hands down. I saw her. I was like, oh, girl, slay, done, take the prize. That most incredible dress I've seen. Wowza. All I can say, wowza. I'm not even a big fan of her. She took my breath away. And speaking of taking my breath away, Jessica Biel took my breath away. She had on this reddish pink plunging neckline. Again, gigantic dress with a gigantic train. And she was in Tamara Ralph, and the dress had these 3D petals all over it. She looked like a garden come to life. She was very bohemian. She wore her hair down, which is another trend throughout the evening, of course. Now, Kris Jenner was there. She was wearing all white. She had this Oscar custom gown with this giant floral opera coat that matched, and it had 3/4 sleeves. And under the sleeves, she had on these white opera gloves with this shocking green jewelry. I'm assuming it was emerald. She did not show 1 ounce of skin. And I'm sure it was stunningly breathtaking in person. I don't know how she wasn't schwitzing in that dress. But she had on the dress, she had on the coat, she had on the gloves. And then all the jewelry was on top of the gloves. It was like star moment. But again, she looked hot, like temperature hot. Moving on, Penelope Cruz was in black, very gothic look, but it was a Chanel dress that was off the shoulder panels. And then that was another thing throughout the night, gothic evil queen opposing the floral theme in black. She looked stunning, very different as well. Dove Cameron, no clue who she is. She was wearing Diesel. I did not know that Diesel did any type of custom gowns at all, but obviously they do. Her husband was in this completely see-through black suit. Like, it looked like he had on chaps. I mean, you could see through the whole thing. She was so ethereal, and they called it, she was like wearing decaying flowers. The dress had the sheer sleeve with these giant panels on the sleeve that coincided with the train. Again, I don't know how she sat at the table and reached for the butter, but because these trains were so long on her sleeves, she was stunning, stunning. So again, I'm sure she's an actress. Okay. Fashion crime, Rita Ora. I'm sorry, but she was naked. Okay. To call this what she was wearing a dress would be an insult. It was more like a beaded curtain, like you hang over your doorway, like you did in your dorm room. Don't get me wrong. She looked beyond, okay, with her hair and her makeup. But this was a nude full bodysuit with what looked like, again, this beaded curtain that just covered her privates in the front and in the back. And she had a very short, wet look for her hair and makeup. like, it was funny. The commentators, they didn't know what to call it. Were they like, is it a onesie? Is it a bodysuit? What is it? Is it a jumpsuit? She looked gorgeous. I just don't know if it was on theme. I don't think it was on theme. She looked a little bit out of place to me, but I just didn't get it. Another best dress of the night, snaps to Demi Moore. Giving me life. One of the best dressed of the night, wearing Harris Reed and Cartier jewelry. She was totally giving that Capote Swan vibe. The dress is, I was heard, Zanna Roberts Rossi and Zuri Hall said that it was archival wallpaper, hand-painted with custom wings and feather arrows. It was completely sculptural. Like, there would be no way she could sit, let's be honest. But the ladies called it a moving masterpiece. Very Queen of Hearts. She is ageless and gorgeous. I don't understand. Like, I literally don't understand how she doesn't age. I know she's got probably great people working on her, but unreal, just unreal. And her hair passed her butt. She could do no wrong in my eyes. One of the top dressed of the night, for sure. Elle Fanning, one of the best dressed of the night. And Balmain, I mean, she looked like a fairy princess. She has that China doll skin anyway. Her dress looked like an ice sculpture with this diamond brilliance. And she had these 3D flying birds, sculptural birds off of each shoulder. Now, this dress was completely see-through. Most people's dresses were completely see-through. And she was greased up and glittered up. And she was just beyond stunning. The ladies called it liquid glass. I mean, they looked like they poured her in this glass and it molded to her body. And I read that Balmain has never done anything like that before. Snaps to Balmain. Snaps. True art. Unbelievable. Now, getting back to my best dressed, Demi Moore and Gigi Hadid. In addition to that, Cynthia Erivo. She is going to be one of the stars in the Wicked movie coming out. And to me, hands down, best dressed. Why? Because I loved her dress the best, and I would want to wear that dress, and I'd love to get that dress. Just saying. It was a two-piece. She looked like a princess. She had on this strapless dress in white, and the bodice was laced up, and it was in black. I mean, that was the top part, and it laced up in the back, and it laced up on the back of each sleeve, and she... Again, it was a two-piece, so her whole stomach was hanging out. She's completely bald, which I love about her. And she had on this beaded dragonfly stuck to the back of her head. And her whole look was covered in these petals with this gigantic train for the skirt. And the jacket, again, because she wore, it looked like it had a white button-up and a tie with it. And then for the skirt, it was so low, she had her thong exposed. She is so hot. Her body is sick. She is such a badass. I know I'm not doing her look justice. There was so much going on. I couldn't decide what it was. I thought it was a strapless dress. Then I thought the top was strapless. Then I saw it was a two-piece. My tongue was hanging out. She is flawless. And Tom Brown is a genius. And I've never seen anything like it, and it just blew me out of the water. Back to the fashion crime. Another fashion crime. Brie Larson, my friend Brie Larson. She was in Prada and Fred Light and Jewelry. She is beautiful, beautiful. She said she was supposed to look like an hourglass from the sands of time. That was a fashion fail. It looked like she ended up going to the Met Gala at the last minute and they threw some shit at her, was like, bitch, take this. And she was like, okay. That dress was a fashion fail to me. It did not work. Again, it looked like an afterthought. It was a strapless, rust-colored, beaded gown that went, you know, to halfway to her shin. And then it had this silk pink overlay, like baby pink overlay. It didn't even go. It was weird. Okay. Didn't go, fashion crime, Brie Larson, but I love you. Kendall Jenner, okay, she wore archival Givenchy from 1999 designed by Alexander McQueen. Yes. 100,000 sequins and beads, said Zana Roberts Rossi, with a very deep V, fringe sleeves that looked like a two-piece, but it was sheer in the middle. Very dramatic. Haute couture, sculptural, like a scalloped neckline. 500 hours of hand embroidery, completely see-through. She is gorgeous. I mean, all the Kardashian women are gorgeous. She is gorgeous. I mean, wow. I didn't love the dress, but she looked beautiful. Amanda Seyfried, she was wearing a silver flower dress with 3D flowers, and she had her hair painted silver with a crown and like a headpiece. This was an antique satin dress with pink floral embroidery. She looked like she stepped out of a storybook. She understood the assignment. Fashion crime. Kim Kardashian. Now, she was wearing silver Maison Margiela. It was this silver corset leaf, silver leaf, and with a see-through skirt. They called it ballet core meets garden nymph. But then her waist was so sucked in. I'm sure it was in every publication today, like how they used to pull your corset so tight you couldn't breathe because that was the style. That was not okay. For her to go on national television with her waist at 18 inches or six or whatever the fuck it was. I mean, she is beautiful. Her hair was dyed blonde in this very loose braid down to her butt. Like she looked like she should have been in a tower somewhere, like in a castle. But that sending that message with those unrealistic body dysmorphia like silhouette, that's not okay. I mean, in my opinion, did she get a rib removed? Probably. I don't know. Another fashion crime. Queen Latifah and Tom Brown. Now, I know I just said Tom Brown is my favorite designer of the night. Fashion fail on this one. She had on this beautiful dress with the beaded birds of paradise flower, but she had on this gigantic opera coat, and she is not a small person. It was so much fabric. It just looked like she was wearing a bedspread. Just way too much fabric, and she is beautiful. So many more, but I'm going to keep it short. Another best dress, Nicole Kidman, who can do no wrong in my book, up there with Demi Moore. She wore this Balenciaga dress from 1951, white strapless with the gloves and the black ruffles, all cascading, contrasting black ruffles in the front panel with this giant train. She was talking to Ross Matthews and she said, look, I'm just the model. This is not about me. This is about the dress. And she was talking about the people who make the dress and the people who got her this look. She said that she's wearing art. She was so elegant and eloquent with her appreciation about the dress. What an icon. I mean, just icon. And the last fashion crime, Dua Lipa, who I love. I love her so much. She was a train wreck inside of a dumpster fire inside of a tornado. Okay. It looked like she was wearing a lacy tablecloth with a corset and a feather boa, but she did have on this fucking giant Tiffany diamond. Love her so much. She totally missed the mark. And speaking of missing the mark, it was Marc Jacobs. Girl, no. It just looked like a bunch of different pieces of fabric, and it had nothing to do with the theme. Lana Del Rey looked amazing. Gabrielle Union looked amazing. Demi Lovato looked amazing. Sarah Paulson had on this Prada pink dress, but it had real ribbons all over it, tied in bows. Camila Cabello, she wore this gold Swarovski halter crystal dress by Ludovic, but she was carrying this copper rose, and it was in a frozen block of ice. So that was supposed to be like her handbag, and she was literally carrying around a block of ice. I mean, that's fashion dedication. Cardi B, I just have to say, Cardi B, it took 10 people to carry that dress. That's how big it was. And Christian Siriano said it was thousands of yards of fabric, thousands. It was like, remember in kindergarten how you had a parachute and you pop the balls with a parachute? That's what her dress looked like. And she had on an emerald so big. Never have I ever seen an emerald that big. Worst dressed, two Love the last worst dress. Lizzo. She was wearing Ween Santo and a headpiece that made her look like a tulip, like she had on a lampshade. It was a see-through dress that matched her skin exactly with all this boning. And Jonathan was like, why is she wearing the cone of shame? I was like, I don't know. Serena Williams, as gorgeous as she is, that was a fashion crime to me. She was in Balenciaga, but it just was not on theme and it did not look good on her. It was weird that she was wearing this rose gold Grecian type dress and she just did not look feminine in that. It was weird. But Nicki Minaj wore a 3D dress that was very sculptural and short, and she had these sculptural flowers that were made out of recycled aluminum cans. That was super playful and fun. Her hair was absolutely perfect. It was in this like cascading pony with all the different levels of the rubber bands. She looked beautiful, but I don't think she could sit down in that dress, but she worked it. She worked that dress and I loved it. And so snaps. I don't know who the designer was for that dress. I need to find it out, but that was amazing. But y'all, that's a wrap. I can't believe I had so much fun writing this. Thank you for hanging in there with me. That's a wrap on the Met Gala. Those are my best and worst fashion crimes. Do you agree? Do you agree? Do you not agree? Let me know. Hit me up. My name is Holly Cates. I'm the hostess with the mostest. And as always, the only Holly you need to know. Tune in next week. We got some interviews coming up you're not going to want to miss. And we're going to be on the ground running fashion reporting in Charleston. So check me out. I hope that you guys have a fabulous fashionable week and you got to watch the Met Gala. If not, that you live vicariously through this podcast and make sure you check out the Pinterest board. See you next week. Bye.